It's time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us now is Raul Campos, who is a DJ at KCRW. He's with us from Santa Monica. Hi, Raul.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's great to have you as we kind of wind down the summer, getting into Labor Day weekend here. And let's get to some of the music that you have for us today. This is Father John Misty with his latest single, Real Love Baby.
My heart, I'm free, so tell me what's wrong with you.
Kind of a 60s or 70s quality to that. Tell us about this one.
Well, I love the song. This is actually my favorite song at the moment. Jay Tillman, drummer for Fleet Foxes, Josh Tillman, is Father John Misty, and he put up the song up on SoundCloud back in May. And yeah, it definitely has this throwback 60s sound, but it's just gorgeous. And he's talking about the birds and the bees, so, you know, what else could be better than that?
Well, and he has an interesting story. He was raised by evangelical Christians in Maryland, but obviously this is not Christian rock.
No, here he's really talking about, you know, learning to surrender yourself to love and your partner, your wife, your husband, whatever it may be. And I love his lyrics, his songwriting ability, and of course when he actually sings these songs for a drummer. I mean, I think he's got great vocal skills.
All right, well, next we have a song from the British duo Massive Attack. We've had them on the DJ sessions before. Here's The Spoils featuring the singer Hope Sandoval.
Some sentimental tears or someone else's girl that drifts away. But I somehow slowly love you.
Very warm vocals there, kind of cinematic too. What's going on here?
Well, Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star has collaborated with Massive Attack over the years many times. The last one was with a tune called Paradise Circus, which was more of a almost a dance tune. And to get this kind of lush, kind of just tripped out tune called The Spoils, it's Massive Attack at their finest. Their production skills are ridiculously cool. And you put Hope Sandoval on the vocals, you can't go wrong. It's a match made in heaven there.
I will say it is very different than the other song from Massive Attack that we've had on, and I know that you guys like to play on KCRW, which is Ritual Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ritual Spirit is their latest EP. These are a couple more songs that have been floated out. I'm hoping there's an actual album to come soon. And we've been following them for quite some time.
All right, well, let's pick up the pace a little with this next track. This is Youth by the Oxford-based band Glass Animals. This song is on their second album, How to Be a Human Being, which actually came out this week.
Mm-hmm. It's you know, when a band comes out with their debut full length and they basically practice their songs for an entire lifetime, and then they finally come out with an album, it's great, and it gets acclaim, and the song Gooey was really cool from the last album, but then they get kind of thrown into the mix, and okay, you got to follow up with a new album. And they were actually just in the studios of KCRW, and during the performance, during the interview, it was asked, like, you know, where did the stories come up for these songs? And David, the lead singer, is all like, it's our life experiences, the people that we've encountered on tour and on the road. It's kind of like this cool kind of art that talks about life experiences and where they've been, where they're going, and what they hope to accomplish.
All right, well, a lot of people will be familiar with the next band, which is Wilco. Here is the song Someone to Lose off their latest album called Schmilka.
Wouldn't you know it? I keep rolling, considering no one punching a path, facing the blast, I'm moaning the mat, but you still never know where your soul.
Still got that Wilco sound after all these years.
Jeff Tweedy, I think, is one of the most prolific songwriters of our time. And, you know, the feel of the detuned guitars and the throwback. I mean, this kind of sounds almost Beatlesque. But, you know, Schmilko is coming out, I think, September 9th. And they've already thrown out three of the songs. And this third one is really cool. And I like the way they're just kind of talking about that. Sometimes you're just kind of clueless and wandering aimlessly, not knowing exactly where you're going. But, you know, you got to kind of keep trucking and keep the dream alive, kind of thing.
All right, well, we have time for one more, Raul, and this is very timely given what has just happened in the last couple weeks. This is the group Ozo Motley from Los Angeles. Here's the song El Noa Noa from their forthcoming album Nonstop, and I'll explain the connection in a minute.
Cuando
this is a cover of a song by the Mexican singer Juan Gabriel, who, as we know, unfortunately just passed away.
Yeah, he passed away at the age of 66 on Sunday. And, you know, Juan Gabriel to any Latino Mexican is like the equivalent of Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Elton John, kind of all mixed together almost. Yeah. I mean, this guy is prolific. 2,000 songs that he published, wrote for so many people like Rocío Dúrcal, Ana Gabriel, and now Ozo Motley kind of paying homage and celebrating the music of not just Juan Gabriel, but the whole album Nonstop is a tribute full length, basically honoring a lot of their inspirations over the years. And these guys are known kind of as LA's party band, but doing a cover of El Noa Noa from Juan Gabriel is just very, very touching. And they had already recorded this song months ago. So it's not just like they just did it because he passed away. This was already done at least a few months back.
That's Raul Campos, DJ at KCRW, with some of his favorite songs of the moment. Raul, thanks so much as always.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.